Welcome to Two Girls and One Beard. This is Marlene Melby.
My name's Bianca Carrasco.
I'm Eddie Cruz. Was that like, why is it so soft now? It's even recording super soft.
Oh, man.
Oh, here we go.
It's because we're in the danger zone.
Yeah. Man, I really like the way he sings that.
Yeah.
There's so much passion in it.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's pretty impressive. You can have the balls to be like,
revving up your engine, getting to the starting line.
Yeah, definitely. It's almost like a little Eddie Vedder-esque. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess this is never mind. I'm going to stop talking. We're rolling.
By the way, I have a present for you.
You bought me something?
No, I made you something.
You made me something? That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That's awesome. My birthday was yesterday.
I drew you something. Well, I drew you. But your hand's open. I realized it has to look like you're holding something. So there's like a whole nother, like, I don't know what to put in that little space.
Penis.
So that's what I was going to put.
That's, I would have loved that.
That's what I was going
to
put.
That's the only thing I expected.
So that's what I have to spend the next week drawing
a big black dick.
Yes.
A big veiny dick.
Yes. Oh.
A big purple veiny dick.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Matthew got me a Wolverine toy. Jeffrey got me comic books.
Mm-hmm. What comic books?
Batman, the Year Zero run.
Oh, nice.
I'm pretty stoked because I've been kind of broke lately. So, yeah. Like, I haven't been buying comic books.
Okay.
And he bought me a good, like, chunk. I was like, oh, yeah. That's stuff. Yeah. It's the stuff a 32-year-old man needs for his birthday. Fucking comic books. Yep. And toys. So I was pretty happy. Tony made me an amazing, I'm just listing the things that people bought me, guys, because I'm so into presents.
Let's just address the elephant
baker's,
in the room.
The
I didn't bring anything.
Baked for me.
I brought the sweet tea
what
vodka.
What an asshole.
That's
that was
okay.
My birthday contribution. I'm really sorry.
You should get me stuff.
Okay. I'll have something for you next week.
Yeah, it's cool.
I'm sorry.
The baker's baked me stuff.
Really?
That was a funny joke.
Oh.
I don't know if it was baked or not, but it's delicious. It looks delicious. I haven't tried it.
What is it?
It's a cake. Oh. We'll have some right now.
Cool.
Afterward.
Delicious.
We can put sweet tea vodka inside of it and ruin
inside
it.
Inside the cake.
Just fucking ruin
made
it.
Made into mush.
Just turn it into mud. It looks delicious. I'm really stoked. Oh, and Adrian got me this little thingy for my weed.
Oh.
A grinder.
Don't say
it. I'm
on the
sorry.
Air.
That's not.
Not like for my
no,
weed.
I meant like an organ grinder.
Yeah.
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 And
no,
a monkey
I meant like
to go with
amp,
it.
The app grinder.
Yeah.
That helps you find other dudes that want to bone.
Mm.
Right now, let's bone. Like, I need an app for that. And I need to know where you are. And I need to talk to you on it.
Those apps make me nervous because it's like, I think it's Aziz Ansari actually talks about it in his stand-up, but it's like, for dudes, it's cool because it's like, yeah, there's so many things I could, or so many people I could fuck in this room. But for women, it's like, oh, I feel unsafe. There's a lot of dicks pointing at me.
That'd be funny if the app actually had like a dick pointing around. It's all like, she's
like
over there.
It's like, yeah. Like
and when you have a match, just squirts out.
Ew.
No, I tried using Tinder. That is just the most, it's funny. It's kind of like you can judge people based solely on their appearance.
That is awesome.
And then after that, you can talk to them if they think you're attractive and you think they're attractive.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's fucking awful. It's pretty bad. And then you realize like how very few people find you attractive.
Oh, no.
Well, at least me. I'm sure other people don't have that problem. But I thought I was pretty fucking hot until I started
you're
using
gorgeous.
I know.
Stunning.
I have this whole like hobo thing going on. Like
hobo
Wayne,
chic.
Wayne Cole on a bad day. Is that his name? The guy from Flaming Lips?
You have a mason jar in your hand. Does it have pee in it or liquid to drink? I don't know.
Hold on.
We'll find out.
Hey, that's not my pee.
Yay.
Whose pee is
that?
Hey,
that's a good day. Eddie 1, pee 0.
At least it's not mine. This time.
This time.
What
so we're
going to
talk about...
stuff.
stuff,
mm-hmm.
things that we like.
The format, I guess, is going to start just being two things that we want to talk about every week. Stuff that we're into, maybe stuff that we think is funny, or just a TV show, or like a comic book, or I'm listening to things I'm talking about today.
Well, I'll start first. We just finished watching that Key and Peele thing, and this has always been my favorite part of that show, is the wigs.
The wigs on Key and Peele. I
fucking love their wigs. They're amazing.
Yeah.
You're a hairstylist, yeah. Right?
Yes.
I've always been like a fan. Like I'm losing my hair, so I always thought like when I finally do, I'm gonna get wigs.
Oh my god!
I'll have like one for each day of the week, or perfect. Like maybe different kinds,
uh-huh.
and just have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I'm loving this.
I'm already buying wigs, yeah. stocking up on my wigs.
I think I've seen you in a wig. We've hung out and you've worn one. No,
no. We put Matthew in a wig.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe I was. Yeah, you guys look a lot alike.
Yeah, we do.
So that's why I got you guys confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the beard.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. I'm growing one of those in solidarity. Mm. It's not going to be as good. Mine gets fat. Have you noticed that black beards go fatter and then red beards go longer? Or it just seems like that. Like blonde beards go down.
Well, he was saying that he had to train his down. He had to cut the sides of it because it would grow. Width-wise.
I need him to teach me how to be
maybe
a man.
Maybe gingers just have more, like, patience to train hair.
He does have a lot of patience.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah.
Meticulous.
But nobody knows who we're talking about.
Matthew.
Yeah, that's...
That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know. Yeah, and the big beard.
Mm-hmm.
Big, warm, cuddly beard.
Oh, man.
How do I know?
Is it cold?
No, I just got flustered.
Thanks.
My dog did that to you. Yes. Fucking parties. I've been drinking really heavily for the last 3 days. Because it was my birthday, and the day before that was the day before my birthday.
The preamble.
And then today was the day after my birthday. And then today is the only day I didn't have to work. I was kind of, I had to work on Saturday, which was my birthday. And then I fell down. Hurt my ankle and my knee. I'm all old. I feel old now.
32. Your bones are
brittle. Not working anymore.
Old brittle bones.
Yeah.
What are we gonna call you now?
I know. That sounds
I feel like
just, there's man some good alliteration made out of tooth- in it.
I like the word alliteration.
Me too.
I like to alliterate all over the place.
I like to alliterate in the living room
all for the rest of the show.
I don't think I know what alliteration means. Oh. I was joking.
I was like, I can explain it if you want.
No, I totally know.
Okay.
I think. Fuck, I think I might be confusing it with assonance now. That's, shit.
How asinine of you.
God damn it. All right. So Key and Peele, the wigs on Key and Peele.
Yeah, just the way, and they play with them so well.
They do. You know what? Those guys are really, really funny. I think, they have a neat way of, you know, focusing on embracing stuff that makes it kind of nice. You know, like Dave Chappelle was amazing, and I think that was like one of the greatest like race commentary shows on TV ever to exist. But Key and Peele is doing it a little bit different. You know,
they did that deliberately. Yeah, they knew already starting off that they were going to be compared like as the next Dave Chappelle. So like, we have to make sure to not make it. Dave Chappelle thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because they do a really good job of kind of covering every kind of aspect and not making it about black and white.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like the really polite racists. Yeah. Or the really polite, like, stereotypically racist people.
Yeah.
That's a good sketch. I like that.
I like the one about, like, the two guys that just like movies and explode or they die at the end of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's my jam. That's my favorite. And I also like the noise.
Nice.
That was amazing. Yeah. That was a nice little skit. Every time I think about it, I smile. and then I pee.
I like that soccer player sketch where he like hurts himself and he's got that Jerry curl wig on and he kind of like flops his head around and you see those bouncy curls just wet and in the air flying around. It's great.
I like the white wig that he was wearing today.
Yeah.
That's a really, really nice one.
That one was good.
That one, I guess that's his... older gay man.
Yeah.
Like a good wig costs probably around at least $200.
a good one.
A good wig.
I was assuming more because like...
Maybe more, yeah.
I was watching that movie Good Hair that Chris Rock did.
Oh, I want to see that. How is that?
It's pretty informative, but more than that, you just find out how crazy expensive hair extensions are.
Yeah, they are.
And I'm assuming that hair extensions are only like a little part of a wig, so a full wig would be super expensive.
Well, I think
it depends what kind of hair they're made of. For sure.
Yeah, it depends on the hair, and also
one made out of horse hair.
Have you ever felt horse hair?
It's so beautiful.
It's like wire. Yeah. It's so weird.
Yeah, like overprocessed human hair.
Like no, it feels
like a brush.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know.
It's like really, really.
But you braid it? Oh, god damn, that's lovely.
Oh, god damn.
Anyway.
I could talk about wigs all day.
I like wigs.
I love wigs. I meant the party in early America, but.
Oh, yeah. I'm more of a. What's the other one? A Federalist? I don't know.
Kind of. It's the same time, I think. They might have been in passing. Anyways.
I forgot so much of my school. I paid $30,000 to go to school. And I don't remember shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's the booze. And I'm out of practice. Mm. I stopped practicing the whole reading thing.
It comes back to you once you start. Once you get back into the practice, it comes back pretty.
Yeah, I know. But I, whatever.
Point is,
I just get sad. God.
Point is, I really want to talk about what a stellar movie Top Gun is.
Fucking awesome, right? Oh, can we also? It's also the biggest homophobic movie. No, sorry, homoerotic
movie. No, I've ever definitely.
Seen. Like, if you go back and watch, it's like, oh my god.
No, they are always so close to each other's faces.
I know.
And you're just like, are they gonna punch each other or fuck? I want it to be both.
It's a sexy line.
Yeah. It's a sexy line to dabble with.
Yeah.
Or to dance upon merrily. Mm. But yeah, I love that it's not even 5 minutes into the movie when you get the most like dramatic line that is also the most like, it's just like life affirming almost. But it's when they get like called out immediately when he like does the really intense, he like flips his plane upside down over the bogey and he flips him off. And he's like, Maverick, your ego's writing checks your body can't cash. That is one of the best. Like, I was watching it earlier today, and I went, yes! Yes! In my apartment.
You alone by yourself?
Luckily, I wasn't by myself. I was cheering along with my boyfriend sitting next to me, but he was, like, startled by how excited I was about that line. But, man, it's just good.
It's great, man. That volleyball scene? Fuck yeah. Me.
Like, that's why? Awesome. Tom Cruise is the only one wearing jeans. Why are you going to wear jeans? You're on a beach. It's in California. It's hot. Everybody's real sweaty and muscly.
Maybe it makes him look taller.
I think that's what it is. He, like, stands on a box anytime he's talking to McKelly. I don't remember what her first name is. But, yeah, his love interest in the movie, anytime they're having like a one-on-one scene, he's standing on a box. Aww. So you never see his full body because he's on a fucking box. And whenever she's walking, she's a little bit further behind him so that the camera angles can make it seem like they're at least the same height, but she's got a good like 6 inches on him.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. He's a short man.
He is short.
He's a very confident short man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You find a lot of those.
Mm-hmm. You have to have a pretty big ego. Especially, you know.
To be that short.
And your body cannot cash those checks.
Yeah.
Damn it.
His body seems to be able to cash a lot of checks, guys. He's a 50-year-old man that's like doing Mission Impossible 17 now.
It's true. And so, yeah. He has a lot of money. So
he owns his own religion.
But yeah. On the other end, they have to say, get the box. We're in that scene with this person. Yeah. It's like six.
Did he bring the right shoes?
Yeah. Are you wearing bowling shoes again? Because we had to delay shooting because you had a little cut on your face because you've slipped in your stupid bowling shoes.
Yeah. Nicole Kidman's here. She's pissed again, Tom. No, that's... I'm just thinking of...
And he just goes, oi! And she's like, goddamn.
Anything that anyone would say.
I loved you in Top Gun. Shit.
And Val Kilmer... He's like svelte in that movie.
Have you seen what happened to him?
Yes, he looks like a bloated porpoise.
Yeah.
No.
It sucks thinking about like one day I'm going to look like
Val Kilmer?
No. Like even worse than I look now. Like Val Kilmer was a good looking man.
He was
like,
Batman.
He's Batman. He's fucking, what's that guy from The Doors? Jim Morrison.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then like, and he turned into a disgusting man. You look at the other one. What's the guy's name?
Marlon Brando.
Yeah, dude. Perfect man. The idea of like, a shirt off, like, you know, always, you know, gorgeous. And he turned into a fucking Jabba the Hutt too. So like, what chance do I have? I'm going to be like a puddle of disgusting, like a blob on the
pile
floor.
Of lard.
Yeah.
Mine's any.
Just skin.
And I know.
Like wiggling around.
Rotted organs in there.
That's the sound.
Gotta put Eddie in the bucket. We gotta go to the movies.
Good thing we don't have to pay for him. Put the bucket down. And then you just like
slither in.
Yeah.
Just tilt it a little bit so you can see.
One person holds the popcorn. One person holds the Eddie bucket. Yeah,
like, where are my goobers?
Just drop them in. They dissolve into the bucket.
It's like a bubbly substance coming out.
Oh, man. God damn it.
Then we'll just call you Blobby.
Blobby? Oh, man. What race would I be at that point?
I'd still be Mexican. Would it matter?
I don't think so. Because if it's Blobby and I'm still Mexican, it's got to be like Blobby.
Blobby.
So my grandma can say it. There's this new trend in my family of like all the kids being named things that my aunts and uncles can't pronounce. So like one of my cousins like named their kid like Bernice, and like my grandfather will be like Berdula. Ven para acá, verdura. This is not my name.
Verdura? Now she's a fruit.
Yeah.
I mean, a vegetable. Oh, yeah. No. My grandma's so disappointed right now.
Anyway, yeah, I'd be worried about that, but I'm sure that my grandfather won't ever. Like, I don't care. What? What am I talking about? My first pick is Rick and Morty.
Ooh.
Jesus Christ, that this show, it was recommended to me by like four good friends whose tastes that I really, really trust on the reg. And
on the reg.
And they just kept on like telling me like, why aren't you watching the show? Why aren't you watching the show? So I watched like one episode and I watched 10 that day, like all of them in a row, just binge watched them and finished them and watched them again from the beginning with Tony. Pretty good show. I love it. The whole concept is just basically, I think they're trying to like make fun of 80s movies. So they'll like, and just movies. It seems like they have an Inception movie one. They have a Nightmare on Elm Street one. They have, so that's the same one. They have one where they make fun of kind of like Back to the Future. It's kind of like that kind of thing. Like, but the whole thing is that Rick is just this horribly brilliant and like, I guess, sad, pathetic scientist, and he can make anything you want, and Morty's like the stupidest person on the planet, and they fit together so well. Like every smart person needs their idiot kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like
it's Pinky and the Brain.
Like yeah, that. Exactly. God, I love Animaniacs and Pinky and the Brain are my jam. I actually downloaded every single Animaniacs. And
really?
Yeah. I watched a few with I started watching with friends, but then it took over my life, and I watched, I think, every single one by myself. It's pretty awesome. I enjoyed it. Anyway, so yeah, Rick and Morty is my first thing. It's fucking the best TV show in the world right now, so you should watch Rick and Morty. And if you don't, I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll find you, and I'll kill you.
So... Am I going next?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
next.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's kind of old, but it's new to me. Marcel the Shell.
Oh, oh my God, I love Marcel the Shell. She was on.
Sweet.
Yes.
So sweet. It makes my heart melt.
You know how to use her skis? man's toenails.
Oh my god, that is the sweetest shit ever.
Yeah,
like I wasn't, so I didn't really, not that I wasn't a big fan of Jenny Slate before, but mm-hmm. I didn't know.
I love
how
Jenny
great
Slate.
She was.
Like as soon as
her voice is great,
she got kicked off SNL, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
For saying fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
SNL kind of sucks. Except for the shorts with Andy Samberg.
I haven't seen any of the new stuff. Have you guys?
If I really like the guest, then I'll, you know, like I'll find a way to watch it that's not illegal and that's not downloading it.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Oh.
But
you don't
not
do that.
Kidding.
Nobody does.
Yeah,
that.
Nobody actually.
Nobody actually.
I am not an internet pirate.
No.
I'm actually not. I don't do the downloading myself.
Oh. So you're just
I'm just like, oh, you have this episode. I don't want to know where it's from.
Yeah.
And then I watch it.
No questions asked.
Yeah. No questions asked. Just so, funniest.
Yeah.
Like,
I
there are certain cast members that I really like. I really like Bobby Moynihan.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's
Is he
really
still
funny.
On it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
he's
cool.
still on it. And then there's the one I can't ever remember his
name.
But it's like a weird name. It's not really that weird.
I think I know who
he's
you're
married
about.
To the girl from How I Met Your
yes,
Mother.
Yes, yes, yes. I like that guy too. Yeah. I can't remember
Fuck,
his name.
What's his name? It's like something with a T. Talon. It's not Talon. Something like that.
Dylon. Because I spit hot fire.
It's something like that.
Yeah.
But I miss Kristen Wiig. And I miss.
She's doing great though.
Yeah.
I want to see that movie Skeleton Key so
with
bad.
Bill Hader.
Skeleton Twins?
Skeleton whatever. Twins. Whatever. Why do you got to correct me all the time?
Because Skeleton Key is a totally different movie.
Get with the Times.
Which one's that one? I think there is
it's
a movie
with,
called
It's with Kate Hudson.
Oh
and it's
God.
Like in New Orleans or something.
Can I tell you guys something?
Voodoo.
I fucking hate Kate Hudson.
She is not my sweetheart.
She is not America's sweetheart.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I think she was actually just material cloned from Goldie Hawn's botched lip surgery.
From then, the first wife.
Yeah,
cut.
And then just turned it into another person using just that lip material.
Okay.
And she's all lip.
Yeah.
She's all lip.
It's bullshit, guys.
And like limbs.
Yeah.
She's very limby.
She has a lot of limbs. She's four of them.
Yeah.
It's intense.
It's too many.
Too many.
Too many stuff.
They're aggressive limbs.
I don't like all that stuff on a torso.
It's too busy.
It's too busy.
Much going
on.
Gotta clean it up.
Yeah. She needs to get some cool wigs.
She does have really nice hair, though.
She does. Yeah.
I mean, I like the natural curls.
But Marcella Shell, I really like that one. She's like, you know what I use for a pen? A pen, but it takes like all of our family.
I once ate a piece of cheese and my cholesterol went up to 900.
Yeah, that's so good.
Oh my God. Any bad days? No bad days after that.
No, it just makes it so much. Have you seen the second one?
Yeah.
And he's like, he's trying to write a letter, but he's on his laptop and it just takes
like a Z. Yeah. And it just keeps going.
And his like sister floated away on a balloon.
You know, it was hard at first, but then I thought, well, she's just traveling.
Yeah. So she's just seeing the world.
Have you guys seen that show? This is like kind of a thing with Rick and Morty, House of Cosby's.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That's the same guy as Rick and Morty.
Oh,
but
okay,
Rick and Morty
cool.
seems a little bit more, like he sat down and thought about it
more.
Yeah, yeah. Because House of Cosby is a little bit like fucking random. Just like, all like, I wonder what I could get away with, you know? Yeah. That time. You know, Theo, sometimes you just have to take a bath. That's the best. That's that show's pretty fucking fun. I'm loving the fact that YouTube now has like material that they are, you know, can work off of, like almost like a TV station.
Yeah, you have your own little station.
It's really good. I'm like Joe Rogan over here. Anyway, you're
yeah, okay. Speaking of Andy Samberg that you mentioned a while ago, and it was kind of in passing, Brooklyn Nine-Nine came back today.
Oh, that's a bomb.
Oh, my God. I was so excited to watch it. Like, made lasagna. It was like a big, it was an event. I was like, oh, my God.
I have such a thing for Chelsea Peretti.
She's so
lovely.
Funny.
Yeah, she's
so funny.
Fucking hilarious. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She looks weird.
No, she is. She's like non traditional.
That was a boy way of saying, pretty. You know, something nice. Yeah. Like a 13-year-old
she's non traditionally attractive.
Reads comic books.
I feel like that show is just so strong because it's a great ensemble. The whole cast is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like Andre Brewer. Wait, is that his name? The captain? The guy who plays the captain?
I love that guy.
He's so funny. Like, the driest deliveries.
Yeah.
And I think that's so amazing.
And he knows, like, he's the goofy guy that's been in everything. What's his name?
Joe Latruglia.
I love that guy. Wow, yeah. You're like a...
I watch it all the... Like, I've rewatched the first season.
Yeah, but Joe I can't even fucking say it. Latruglio. Latruglio. Yeah. Okay. Like, I didn't know that name. That's not a name that I'm not going to remember tomorrow, too. Just so you know.
And he's been in a million things.
Yeah, yeah, no, I totally recognized him.
Yeah, he's in...
Wasn't he Superbad?
Yeah, he's in Superbad. Oh. He's in Pineapple Express. He's like the jerky teacher in the hallway. He's in I Love You Man. He's got like a These really high voice. Yeah.
He was in that improv group called The State.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was in The State?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With Michael Ian Black.
Yeah. That I used to love that show when I was younger.
Yeah. Yeah, they recently on At Midnight, which is this
that
Chris That's Hardwick. That's a really, really cool show.
Yeah, that it's like a little game show type thing. But they had a State reunion. Mm-hmm. And
Joe
Latruglio was on there. Oh, yeah, nice. Michael Ian Black. Like, I think they did it in teams, right? I think that.
I don't remember.
Yeah, because normally it's like three contestants or whatever, but they switched out throughout the episode. It was good. It was a good episode.
Nice. I need to see that episode. I used to love that. I used to love that guy. I think it was Michael Keaton Black. I want to stick my balls in it. And then, like, fucking Jesus is mad at that guy because he's so popular.
And he's all more like, popular.
Yeah, and they're like, have you seen Jesus? And he's like, he went over there. He's trying to stick balls in everything. I love that episode.
I really want them to do more this season with Hitchcock and Scully. Like, they're the heavy set guys in the office at Brooklyn Nine-Nine, or they're like the kind of old fuck-up cops.
Yeah.
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 I love them. Their little moments are not, like, it's not like, they don't have an episode that's based solely on them, but those little snippets that you get of their relationship and how they interact within the precinct is just great. I think they would have a great episode.
I hope they keep the same feel they have right now, because, like, The Office, for example, is a show that I think it's a very... Or How I Met Your Mother, when you start it, it has this certain feel. Mm-hmm. And as it gets to season 27...
It gets really...
it turns into a farce.
Yeah, it's...
And you lose the...
Caricatures of their
you
original
lose
characters.
The thing that you liked about it, you know? Mm-hmm.
I mean, so far, so good. I won't give any spoilers for the first episode, but it's like... It was like picking up the middle of a book. And continuing and still
fucking
enjoying
South
it.
Park is always like everybody always you either love or hate South Park, but I fucking love South Park, and the first episode was fucking spot on.
You know, not I mean I think they're amazing. Like, basically those two dudes just write the episodes themselves, which is incredible.
Well, they have,
right?
They
Bill Hader's on there too.
Bill Hader, that's true.
Like, they have a writer's room, they throw ideas around.
Okay,
I think
okay.
they have the final say in everything. Oh. But like, people help them. I think to get from A to Z or A to B, mm-hmm. there's a lot of like ideas thrown around and out. Mm-hmm. I just think it's an incredibly cool and quick process.
Yeah.
Like 6 days.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nutty, nutty, nutty. But I love the fact that it stays so relevant because of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know
that's
what I mean?
True.
Like the show, the one that they came out with was about football teams.
Okay.
You know? And basically, like, that worked out pretty like nicely, and it was really funny and topical, and you know, calls out the people that need to be called out, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've always enjoyed South Park since I was like, well, I mean, I think it came out when I was like 8 or 9, I think. I was pretty young, but I started watching it secretly in high school, like, mm-hmm. I had like a TV, so I would wait till my parents were asleep. And then, like, turn it on and be like, yeah, South Park. And, like, couldn't have
it
on too
loud. It was such a different
show
back then, too.
Yeah.
You know, and just, like, killing the kid and fart jokes and killing kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, like, almost like not subversive at all.
Really. Yeah, it was really tame compared to like that Radiohead episode.
No,
like that so one's so Scott Tuneman fucked must up. Die. Yeah, that one's so fucked up at the end.
That's got to be. And that's when I fell in love with Cartman. Because that's my jam. Is I love a good Cartman episode,
yeah.
Or a good Randy Marsh episode. They have the best episodes, I think. I love Andy Samberg is pretty fucking funny.
Oh, did you guys see the roast that he did, the Comedy Central roast of James Franco?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I hate roasts. I watched that one like 3 times because of him. It was so fucking good.
Him and Bill Hader.
Yes. Yeah. They made that shit. Mm-hmm.
That was good. Yeah, they definitely went out of the bubble. Because I get sick and tired of watching the same people. And then you get like the gross girl. They always have like Lisa Lampanelli.
Oh, yeah.
Or like that.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, here she goes again.
Yeah.
Here comes Gilbert Gottfried. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you get these weird ones where, like, it's Charlie Sheen and Hulk Hogan's roasting him. And what? You're like, what the fuck? Yeah, you didn't see that?
No, Mike I didn't Tyson. See that one.
No.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah. It's just they hire him to come and talk, and that's it.
That's weird.
So, it's pretty crappy.
I feel like Andy Samberg's another one of those guys where people either love him or they hate him. Like, I have a couple of friends who are like, I will never watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I don't care that he's not even the central focus most of the time. Like, I just won't watch it because they just think he's so obnoxious or like silly but not funny. But I think that's what's great. Like, he's so just goofy.
Yeah.
I think that he made some, like, I don't think that he should have started doing movies with Adam Sandler.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, he's young. He's going to make mistakes.
Young and dumb.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison were fucking good, but I don't think anything else has been good since then. It's been pretty shit.
I liked Funny People.
Oh, I loved Funny People.
Oh, that was a good
people.
One, but he didn't write that.
Yeah.
And he
yeah,
didn't direct that. That was in a Happy Madison production.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
it was
Judd Apatow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was a dope movie.
Yeah, that was great.
That one had Aubrey Plaza in it, too.
Yeah.
It did.
Mm-hmm. That's when I fell in love with her. And I just recently got to see a picture of her masturbating in front of me.
What?
Oh, my God.
It's on Google straight up. Like if you Google her name and then press like images, the first it's one of the leaked things.
Oh.
That's pretty fucking.
Wait, what was she masturbating in front of?
Like it looked like one of those shots where you're like so horny that like you, like somebody says like send me a picture and you're like all like.
Oh my God. Didn't figure out the angles first.
Definitely flicking her bean like as hard as she could, like aggressively. And like just like you know, like one of those.
That makes me so sad.
Wait, why?
I don't know.
Everybody does that.
No,
yeah.
Like, no, of course. Yeah.
But like
do you get caught?
Like that would fucking suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel bad for all of them.
A mental note of everything that could make my life really shitty right now, if it were leaked.
Oh, I really wouldn't care. I think I've told everybody everything.
Yeah,
I wouldn't it want wouldn't like a. I wouldn't want a picture of me masturbating anywhere. Like that's disgusting. Yeah. When I masturbate, sometimes I like think about what I'm doing, and I'm like, "This is gross."
It's furious and angry. Yeah.
This is so disgusting. Or like right after you like you finish, just like oh I came and you're like oh my God this is so disgusting. Why just do I do
exhausted,
this?
Exhausted and like ashamed.
Feel like a gigantic monkey. Just like
just crying just, and yeah. wiping up tears yeah. and
finding out that you actually cried using your own tears. Yeah. Yeah. So sad. Anyway,
I mean, that takes talent though to get the teardrop to fall directly onto aim. Your dick.
Yeah.
You actually have to like be a little bit of a jerker.
Yeah, in both senses of the word.
Oh yeah, because like you'd have to make the tears fall off your eyeballs.
There's some timing that has to go into it. I mean, we make fun of it, but it's actually a really intense skill set.
We're having a problem getting all of it together. What should we call that? No. So yeah, that sucks. But I told everybody, don't use the cloud. Never use those things.
Yeah,
use the cloud. Because
although, don't use the cloud. Never mind. My thing was totally different. I'm gonna save it.
Nice. I don't have a second thing. I didn't think about it yet. I want people to stop caring so much about football. Because I don't care about football, so stop it.
It makes you angry.
It doesn't make me angry. There's
just intense coverage of
it. I can't take it. I'm just like, why is everybody's in a fantasy league and doing all this stuff all the time? And bye, Tony. Bye, Cass. Have a beautiful day. Night. Sorry. Tony left. I can't take it anymore. I don't care about the teams.
Yeah.
They're beating everybody. And
they just, yeah, they get so far into the, like, minutiae of their day-to-day life where it's like, this could affect his gameplay on Sunday. What do you think, Tom? Like,
at least they get paid well. I actually do like MMA fighting, so that's a contradiction, I think, because it's like the douchiest sport, probably. No. Like, I hate other people that like it. I don't like talking to people that like it.
Sorry.
Is he? My dog's getting wrapped up in the cords. He wants to be part of this conversation.
He, like, jerked me backwards.
He's like, get over here. I hate that. And, like, the Ray Rice thing really bothered me. And what bothered me about that was... What should have, I guess, I don't know, probably bothered everybody, the 2 day suspension, two game suspension.
Fucking ridiculous.
When they fucking give another guy 6 game suspension for smoking weed.
Yeah.
That and they was go, well, insane. We didn't,
now that we saw the footage, my God. Like, really, what the fuck do you think happened? Like, she just got faint and then fell?
Yeah, like, a couple of times.
We didn't know that, like, the punch flopped. Was that good of a punch.
Yeah,
he really got her pretty good.
We thought it might have been one of those punches, like a hard slap, but...
Was she exaggerating? I think she was exaggerating.
Yeah. Have you seen
that? I mean, who flops around when you get punched like that? Yeah, I was... At my parents' house, horrible. My dad was watching it. My dad was like, well, I mean, you have to separate personal from football. And I'm like, Dad, if you found out that I smoke weed occasionally, you wouldn't allow me in your house.
Dude.
So I don't understand. Like, to me, that's just such an upsetting message to send to world.
And not only that, man, like, you pay them more than teachers. You pay them more than anything else. Mm-hmm. They're fucking, like, childhood heroes, you know? Yeah. I used to think that, like, Michael Jordan was an amazing person.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's not, but now I don't assume that about any of these sports assholes.
Right.
Because they're the jocks from school. They're the guys that picked on me in high school. I don't understand, like, how they became hailed as being, like, the coolest.
I was listening to it on the radio, and this guy was talking about it, and somebody called in and was like, so, like, do you think it's going to be, like, a while? Like, then he's going to be out, because that sucks. Like, really, that's what sucks, is the fact that he's not going to be playing sports.
Yeah. Not that you're disappointed in him for having punched a woman.
Well, I mean, remember when 9/11 happened? And people were like, what? You're going to cancel football?
Oh, my God.
Like, that's
no,
when
that's
like,
what we need. That's what this country needs,
like,
to rally.
If we cancel the game, the terrorists will win. And all of a sudden, it's like that.
That was a goal. Yeah. That was a goal.
There's that whole David Cross skit where he's all like... All that shitty art and fervor that was created in the name of 9/11.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. The Assaulted Nut comedy group, for example. anyway. So, stop watching football, please.
Yeah.
You can watch it. I don't know. You know.
Like, a really strong urge to press my nose up against this mic.
It's okay.
Really, yeah. Hey, get into it. Let's be really close to you.
It's kind of weird.
We're all going to connect.
Kind of feels like we're, like, whispering in each other's ears.
Oh, my God.
I feel like we
and
can
now
be.
And now I'm creeped out by it.
Yeah, right?
Yes, I was fine. Can we be best friends now?
What if I make this, like, face while I'm doing that?
What if I make,
please do.
What if I make this?
Hey guys.
He's got a really beautiful smile on.
Guys,
I'm so cute. And a dead eye.
You guys like get up pretty fast.
Just one. That's,
it's kind of creepy. Make a great pedophile.
I'm into
it.
God. Oh, not into pedophilia. Sorry.
Whoa.
That was not truly timed.
Unfortunate timing.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Patrick Swayze.
Oh, you know, I don't know why I got really excited just then, but I was just talking about that. How I'd love to be
Patrick Swayze.
Recreate that scene where they're doing the ceramics, you know? Uh-huh. And Ghost, to be more specific. And I would be Patrick Swayze. And Matthew would be Demi Moore. I think it would be beautiful.
Yeah, it would be really moving.
Was he dead at that point?
No.
Wasn't he? I thought he was a ghost when he did that.
No. No, that would be great. No.
Doesn't she have sex with him as a ghost?
No.
Man,
that never happens.
I forgot how that movie goes.
No, I thought that was going to happen. And I rewatched it. I was like, no, I just made that up in my head. Mm. Yeah. It's my own fantasy.
I think, oops. Like, maybe they would be worried about her puss getting, like, hypothermia.
Did you just call it a puss?
That's a gross word. Oh, that's so gross.
Did you grow up with brothers?
I have one brother, but he would never talk like that. He would never say puss.
A lot of, like, enthusiasm and a lot of air in that, too.
I shouldn't be grossed out by it. But that was funny. Oh, man. I think if I had said that, it wouldn't have been as funny.
No.
No.
It was unexpected. That.
Her puss got hypothermia. Like, really into
Did
it.
Did you see that girl's puss? No, I'm going to
It was
gonna
as cold
stop.
As ice.
There were a Jesus. Group of pusses. Pusses. A gaggle of pusses.
I was such
a, I think it's a peck.
A peck?
A peck of pusses.
Oh, gross.
Okay, anyway. Would they be worried about her puss?
Yeah, getting hypothermia because theoretically ghosts are very cold.
That's
theoretically
true.
Like
I mean
there's been a study done on ghosts?
Yeah.
Like
on average.
I mean, look, what are all those paranormal investigators doing if not science?
It's pretty fucking cold right here. It must be a ghost.
Yeah.
They have all those, like, meters.
Do you guys believe
like,
in ghosts?
I go in and out.
I kind of want to. Like,
yeah,
I really want
right?
to.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem logical at all, but
like, there's
I
some
really want
where, like,
to.
I'm like, there's some times in my life where I've been like, whoa, that was weird. And I always go back to, like, no, that wasn't blah, 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 blah. Then I come up with, like, a really cool ghost story in my head, and I'm like, that would be so much cooler.
Yeah. It's just better.
Yeah.
I think I do a little bit. I don't know.
I believe in memories and like having such a memory be such a like prominent thing in your head that you like manifest.
So it's like a projection.
Yeah. So
what about like groups of people who have similar.
When you put people together, they act weird.
It's true.
Bathroom break.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
All right. And
break.
Pee. What were we talking about?
Packs of pusses.
Okay. Shit. I've been watching a lot of the show Frasier.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to fall asleep to that show.
Yeah,
time.
That's actually what I'm using it for. It's like a nostalgia thing. Like I used to fall asleep to it, so I've gone back to. I'm like, oh, what did I fall asleep to? So I downloaded. I shouldn't say that.
I
Netflixed Frasier. I do have Netflix. And
it's
Hulu.
On there, so.
And I have all the things.
Is it really on Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh.
And,
my mom and I watch it
What's
sometimes.
The other thing? I found a whole bunch of the Monster Vision things from TNT. Did you guys ever watch that?
Mm.
So on Fridays, they'd have a guy called Joe Bob Briggs talk about like a horror movie. And it'd be like, there's three decapitations, one horse decapitation, one decapitation by car, seven boobies, and like everything like that.
Seven.
And then like, I guess he's talking, I don't know, side boob. There was always an odd number.
Total Recall boobs.
Yeah. There you go. There's a girl that apparently did that, right?
Is it a hoax?
It was a hoax. She like photoshopped, or no, she has a prosthetic boob. That she uses. I think she's in some kind of show. But yeah, she has like a prosthetic third boobie, but then she, through the magic of like makeup, I think it was all with makeup that she like blended the third boob in really well.
Mm.
And her goal was to get famous. And so she did.
Yay, 15 minutes. Andy Warhol was right.
Yeah. And it was about your fake boob.
It was about, you're such a boob. You're such a puss.
A booby puss.
Booby puss. Did you guys see Sharknado?
Oh, God.
No?
Yes.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
Yes, it's so awful.
I saw the second one the other day, and it wasn't as good, because it seemed like they had like an idea of what they were going for. And that first one, it feels like they had no idea what they were doing.
It's just like, a shot in the dark.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they meant for that to be as funny as it was.
If the second one was not as good, then I'm sure that they didn't, like, that wasn't what they were going for, was comedy. Yeah. So then they tried to make it funny?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, maybe not try. It starts right off the bat where they're on a plane, and then they're like, what's wrong with the plane? And all of a sudden this shark, like gets fucking thrown into a window or something. Fucking movie. Anyway, I don't know. They just like throw sharks everywhere, and then it just doesn't, like, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. There's a really good podcast called "Why Did This Get Made?"
Yes, and they go, I just started listening to that.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's so funny. I'm listening to the Fast 6 episode right now.
Dude, they loved that one.
Yeah, they are so pumped.
That's one of the only ones where they, when they enjoy the movie, it's so much better.
Yeah,
and you should definitely watch the movies before you do it. Even I've learned try because it's. Fucking, it makes it so much better.
Yeah, because you're like, you're part of the conversation.
I love Jason Mantzoukas.
Here's the thing. I feel the same about him, and I feel similarly about he and Nick Kroll, where it's like, I love your comedy. I love, like, listening to interviews with you, but I usually, like, gutturally hate the characters that they play. Like, on The League.
Yeah.
That's true.
Rafi, and I fucking hate Ruxin. Yeah, I hate them.
They're
fucking funny and gross.
That's what Nick Kroll does. Yeah. Like every single one of his characters is somebody that you don't like.
And then you hear these interviews with them, and you're like, oh, I want to hang out with you, man. Yeah. You seem really chill. You seem like a nice guy. You're good to your kids. I think Nick Kroll has kids.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, neither of us. I just talked out of my ass.
You're good at kids. You're good at kids. You're good at kids in general?
Yeah, you seem like a nice human.
He does look like a pedophile, though.
Nick Kroll? Yeah, yeah, totes.
Totes.
And then fucking Jason Mantzoukas looks like a serial rapist. Like, he's pretty intense.
He's sleazy
looking.
Yeah.
And I think his voice kind of raspy, so I think that's like...
I like the... Contributes. Dictator. He was in The Dictator.
Oh, was he? I didn't see The Dictator.
He plays like the one... Oh, you should watch it. It's okay. I like Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
He's fun. I don't know.
I really liked him in Sweeney Todd.
He was in Sweeney Todd.
I still have
not seen that.
I didn't see that.
I really like the rival
barber.
Barber.
That's cool. I don't like Tim Burton after 2001 I think it was 1998, 1999. Big Fish came out, and that was the end of it.
Oh, yeah, I like
That was the last movie I liked of his.
Really?
Yeah. I hated the Willy Wonka.
I did not like Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. Mm. What was that?
Caroline?
Didn't like that.
Corpse Bride. Yeah. Crap. Mm. Didn't like Frankenweenie.
Oh, I liked Frankenweenie. Yeah. I thought it was cute.
Like the original?
Both of them. Like, because I've seen both of them.
Yeah, but I didn't like this... new thing.
The animated version.
What was the original?
It was a short.
Oh,
live,
okay.
Live action short.
Oh, cool.
What's it called? What else? Planet of the Apes was awful. That was so awful.
He did Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
Oh, which one?
The Mark Wahlberg one?
Mm-hmm, the one
that was awful.
Yeah, that one was awful. Like, I'm like, the reason why?
And they're like, why would Abraham Lincoln be here? You got something wrong with it? Oh, never mind. I didn't like anything.
What about Nine? Was Nine his? The one with, like, it's a cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
That one was good. I liked it.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah. It wasn't?
Was no.
I thought it was.
And then he was going to do a Superman movie. And,
because Batman's really good.
Yeah. I don't know about really good.
It's campy.
It was my favorite.
I really liked it.
Michael Keaton one was my favorite Batman.
Have you gone back and watched it lately?
Yes, like every year.
I like the second one more than I like the first one. The one with Catwoman.
Oh, that was so good. Yeah.
I like that one more than the first one. Mm-hmm. I think it holds up even better.
May I say, I hate Anne Hathaway as the new Catwoman.
Well, she's not anymore.
She's not. Who's the new Catwoman?
Well, there's not.
There's not going to be one.
I don't know. Maybe eventually.
But I mean, like, as a recent, She's terrible.
She kind of reminds me of like that girl that was in your class in high school that was in drama and fucking like annoying. It's just super annoying and like would never turn off and was a teacher's pet.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
1,000 times. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she'd comment on things like, hey, why don't you smile more or shit like that.
God. Yeah.
Fuck
yeah,
you.
That's like really on point. Yes. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. Is that why people hate her?
I think so. No, I think that's pretty accurate.
I think people can't put their finger on why, and you've
just did.
You just touched down for everybody.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
Or at least for a lot of people. For me and Marlene.
Yeah.
I'm glad I was able to do that. Oh man. I'm gonna be really honest and say that I feel very, very weird.
You feel weird? I feel weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel weird right now. Well, mostly I think it's all the partying and work. But yeah, I don't know.
I was really nervous today.
Yeah?
I'm not nervous now. I've been drinking, but earlier I was pretty nervous.
These can be nerve wracking.
I don't know why. It never really was before. Mm-hmm. Not too much.
No. I don't know.
Then I just get sleepy and I want to rest my head on this microphone for a little bit.
Yeah. I like very lightly touching my forehead to it.
Yeah, right.
And then
you
I
really
think about
to.
How many mouths have spoken into it.
Yeah.
And then I lift my face again.
My drunken male friends. Like, yeah. Hmm.
I'm glad I brought cigarettes. I'll just rub some ash on my forehead. They say it's a cure-all.
Rubbing ash on your forehead?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Catholics do it. I do it once a year sometimes.
Well, I was little. I do it if I have to take my grandma.
Mm.
If I'd go with my... I haven't done that in a while, though, because I haven't owned a car in a while. She can't ride on the bike. You know what I'm saying?
Grandmas aren't down with that, usually.
No. She did once. That's how she broke her hip.
Oh.
No. It's not
no.
No.
Okay,
happened.
Cool. I got really like.
Oh. She was falling a lot now though.
Yeah.
And like hitting her face and it turns into a big old
horrible.
Bloody mess. It's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. How easily old people bruise.
Their skin is so delicate.
Fragile. It's like paper, dude. Yeah. It's insane.
It's scary sometimes.
Yeah. Like you could buy rabbit and go like this and split it open.
Especially if they're on blood thinners.
So
yeah. Blood thinners make everything worse.
Uh huh.
Like you just kind of rub your arm in it. It's like a huge bruise down your arm.
Anyway, so that was an episode, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I feel
sure.
nice with that.
Okay.
That was a good episode, guys. For next week, I want to talk about how much I love pus.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I am not going to be able to put that down for a bit.
I'm so glad that I was the one who brought that to your life.
Thanks. Thank you.
I like
Thank
when I can much. Provide that service.
I don't even think I've heard that in porn.
Yeah. Oh God. Imagine.
Yeah. That would. I would immediately turn it off.
Yeah.
Like, did she just say put it in my puss?
Put it in my puss. Like she would say like that. Like not even sex. Just put it in my puss.
I'm putting my puss.
What are you? I some guess. Kind of puss? Put it in my puss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.